you come into a new realm, ladies, when you become a wife. When you become a wife, now no longer do you only have to submit yourself to God, but you have to submit yourself to who? Your husband. And you submit yourself to your as unto who? So there's no difference. You submit yourself to your husband just like you're submitting yourself to God. Is that what that scripture says? Okay, that's why I want this on the screen. I want you to see this. I want you to know this is not something that I put in the book. I want you to know the King wrote this book. I'm just teaching what He said. Now then, when I teach what He says and I walk where He tells me to, then He'll answer mine and your prayer. Right, Ernest? Yeah. So me and you got a job to do, don't we? Yes, we do. Now this one is wives. Submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. So it's not just kind of flippantly submit yourself to your husband. It's as unto God. So there's no difference. You're to submit to both of them the same. Somebody says, you mean I got to obey him, my husband? No, you don't have to. You can be rebellious if you want to. You can be sick and afflicted if you want to. Your children can be sick and afflicted if you want them. They can even die early. Somebody says, God would never do that to me if I didn't submit to my husband. Oh, yes, He will. We've had experiences in this church. I've had women come in here that have had their children sick and dying, and some of them have already killed one or two or three before they learned this. And then they learn that the reason their children are so rebellious was because their children are sick and afflicted. It's because they're rebellious and they're not obeying their husbands. And so they got all kinds of devastation. And of course, some of those women, when I first told them this, thought I was crazy. But whenever they finally fell in line with God's word, I mean, all the children get well. And we've got many stories of this. And these women that have had these experiences with God, they ain't never the same after this. I mean, they know. I mean, they see their children healed. In fact, I had one woman that we just took out to GLC and her husband. And God told her when I told her what she had to do, she literally thought I was crazy. And she said, Lord, I will never submit to my husband. It'll be over his dead body when I submit to him. And the Lord spoke to her and told her, said, no, it will be over your children's dead bodies. And so that got her attention. Now, she had already prayed that her husband would get killed in a car wreck so she could get double indemnity. That's how far out of love she was with her husband. But she didn't want to see her babies die. And when that woman fell in line with God's word and done what God said, not only did God reconcile that marriage, and today that couple's madly in love with each other, but He healed all three of their children. And one of those children, when he was 9, the oldest boy, was going to be an invalid and in a wheelchair within a few months. And within that few months, instead of being an invalid in a wheelchair, today the boy's 15 years old. He comes in here and he says he's going to be a preacher. I think, praise God, for a young man that's strong and running and playing. But Mama had no idea, because she didn't do what the Scripture says, it was going to bring sickness and disease to the child. But what did God's Word say? Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. You think God was just talking? Do you think He meant what He said? The Scripture says what He says. It says, and you're supposed to submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Now then, verse 23 and 24, let's go on a little further. Let's see here. This was wives. It says in verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife. Now, you may not like that, girls, but I'm sorry. I didn't write the book. You know, God wrote the book. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Now, if Christ is head of the church and I have to submit myself to Him, that means I have to obey Him. Is that right? So if the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, then, ladies, if you're married to your husband, if you want to have a good, blessed life, you have to submit yourself to your husband. You have to obey him. Is that what that scripture says? Now, whenever a wife does not submit to her husband, it's going to bring all kinds of devastating things into the home because she is in rebellion. And when she's in rebellion, there is all forms of evil in the house. So you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there at all. Then it says, and he is the Savior of the body. Verse 24 says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now, ladies, if you're married, how many things do you have to be in submission to your husband? In everything. I mean, now, this is not me making this declaration, is it? I mean, is this book the Word of God? If this book is God's Word, then the King wrote this book. It is my responsibility to teach you what He said. And I'm not to flounder around. I am to teach it exactly like He wrote it. Because, you know, in the book of Revelation, He said, if you take anything away from this book, I will take away from you and the kingdom. And if you add anything to this book, I will add the plagues unto you. Now, do you want to you want God to take away from you or add things to you? Hey, I want to teach it just like He wrote it. Because He has given me responsibilities in here too. You know, but the wives that when you have a husband, you need to realize that when you get married, you know, you've heard this old story. I heard many pastors make this statement. The two come together, a man and a woman, the two get married and become one. And then they go on the honeymoon and come back and they find out which one. You know, but, and then that happens. That happens. There is a lot of women that's running the show in their house. Now, those women that are running the show in their house, this is always when I find them and all the devastation and the sickness and disease and everything that's going on in their house, and I begin to explain to them the situation. They say, well, my husband's not capable to be the spiritual leader. He won't read the Bible. I mean, you know, that is your opinion. That may be your opinion that he's not capable of being the spiritual leader. But God didn't say that. God said your husband is the spiritual head of your house, whether you think he is or not. And he said you are to submit to him, whether he's a good leader or not. He is still to be the spiritual head of the house. See, but you know, we try to rationalize it. Well, my husband, he won't go to church with me. Well, when you married him, you should have thought about that. You know, you should have thought about what the scripture says when it says, you are not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Now somebody said, well, my husband did go to church with me before we got married. Neither one of us were Christians. And that happens all the time. A man and a woman are not Christians and they get married and then you got two people that don't have any idea how they're supposed to rule or run their life. Is that right? If you don't know this book, you don't have any idea how you're to run your life. And if people that are Christians that don't read the Word of God, they are just as bad off, even worse, because now God holds you accountable. Before you come to Him as Lord and Savior, He's not holding you responsible for your sins. So the devastation and the thing that goes on in the home of a man and woman to get married that don't have a clue how to do things, you know, you just got the devastation that's there. But God is not holding them accountable for those sins. Until one of them gets saved. When one of them gets saved, now he holds you accountable. Now, you think, that's hard to grasp, but that's what the Scripture says. In 1 Corinthians 5, it clearly says, until we get saved, God is not holding our sins against us. In other words, at any time you can come to Christ, and when you do, He'll forgive every sin you've ever committed and wash away your slate and make you white and brand new perfect. He's not holding your sins against you. But once you come into His kingdom and you become His child, it's a different thing. He now holds you responsible for every sin you commit. So, technically speaking, when we become God's child, how many sins are we supposed to commit? None. That's right, none. We're not supposed to sin after that. See, most of us don't even know that. I've had a lot of people tell me, as I've taught these principles right out of His Word, with Scripture after Scripture after Scripture to confirm it, they'll say, but Thurman, we live in an age of grace. God doesn't mind if I sin a little. He doesn't mind if I don't obey my husband. You know, I'm in the age of grace. I said, no, that is not true. And I can show you in the Word. But it goes against our grain. We don't want to do what God says. And you don't have to. But you certainly will be sick and afflicted if you don't do it, right? Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sick and afflicted. I'd a whole lot rather get up in the morning and be healthy, hadn't you? Amen. And it pays great dividends to do it God's way. And I have been privileged to do that. Now then, let's go on to verse next. Let's go on to just keep going down that scripture. That's a good one. Let's go on down, and we're in the King James. So, okay, now then, what's the first word in that line? Oh, okay, now these girls are saying, good, I'm glad the guys have got a responsibility too. I mean, you know, it's always ladies first, so of course God put the first in their wives. You submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. Now, somebody stop right there, and the guys, they read it and say, look at his wife and say, you see what that said? Oh, you see what that, you got to submit to me. Okay, but guys, it ain't over. The next line you see, it says, now that he's talking directly to you husbands. Now, you young men, or you men that's not married, he's not talking to you. But if you got a wife, he's talking to you. He's calling you a husband. Husbands, love your wives. Uh-oh. But somebody said, my wife is not lovable. Then you're going to have to make her lovable. You're going to have to love her anyway. He didn't say if she's a lovely creature and she does everything she's supposed to do and she gets up early and goes to bed late and fixes you lunch and breakfast and dinner and everything in between, you know, it just falls and everything. He tells you, husbands, love your wives. And he even goes so far as to tell you how to do it. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. How much are you supposed to love your wife?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.